The following program is a JWC Media production for Game Show Newsnet and CLW83.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Chico Alexander again. This is the WLTI Live Extra following the case of the fatal deaths.
At room.
On whodunit.
And you're not dead. You were not here last week, and you're not dead. Thank God.
Did Gordon say I was dead?
I thought your career was, but that was just me.
Oh, gee. I can't take it.
All right, let's recap.
Yeah. But at least you did not come in riding a white horse.
Gordon, what do we have so far?
So far, we have a whole bunch of dead people. And we also have five people that are living. It used to be six, but a chandelier came and decided to descend upon the body of Gino, so now we have five. Of course, did the chandelier really kill him? Or was he killed by something else? We'll find that out momentarily. Our five people left are Milena, Lindsay, or as I like to call it, Malindsay.
Yes, you did. From last week, Malindsay, yes.
Malindsay. From last week, we have Gino, we have Cam, and we have Chris.
Before we continue, I made a blunder
last week. I said the only people that were on the same colored horse as the killers were, and I said mistakenly, Lindsay and Gino, and I've got a number of emails from people saying, no, you moron. It was Ronnie and Lindsay that had the same colored horse as the killer has. So I correct myself.
There we go. And as of this, we have had three people who have not gotten scared card yet. And you want to know something? They're all female. Chris, Melina, and Lindsay. Interesting.
It is very interesting. And there are two people that have not gotten the you have solved the murder successfully route. And that is Melina and Ronnie. And that would be bad for them, because right now they are on the minority team. You still have the team of Cam, Lindsay, and Chris together. But now, here's the question, with five people left, do we detect alliance switches? Keep in mind that Ronnie's original alliance was the team of herself, Melina, and Lindsay. If you remember all the way back in episodes 1, 2, and 3, this was before Lindsay was pulled over to join the other team. So this now becomes really interesting in terms of that sort of movement. So that's one question. Now the other question becomes, who is Le Killer? Now, I have had this theory, and I will still have this theory, that signs are pointing to one of two people as the killer. One is Lindsay, the other one is Melina. Ronnie is still in the conversation just because, number one, he's got the same colored horse as the killer, and number two, he has yet to get to have a green spare or as a super congratulations, you've solved everything. So he's still on the radar, and if you look at it, he has been pretty shifty throughout the episodes. He has been one of the leaders of not only withholding information, but to know when to distribute it and when not to. Even though if you look at it, Cam has also done that. And now Chris has started getting into the act on the last episode. The only person right now, however, that has really been playing to win and been playing more of a player game rather than a killer game has been Chris. So I don't really think she's the killer. And again, she and Melina have different horses. However, if you look at the interplay between Melina and Giles, or however you want to pronounce that name, Melina has been the person that has sort of been setting the stage up and has sort of been recognizing certain things to recognize. Especially, she seems to have that relationship with Giles. Something that maybe, per se, a killer would have? Mm. Possibly. Also, keep in mind, again, in the foyer, she's wearing different clothing at the beginning. She's got a jacket on that she doesn't have before. But the other subtle hint, if you look at it, is that what sort of hand is Lindsay? Lindsay is left-handed.
Yes.
Which is the same sort of hand that you will need in order to nail the wood, which is what happens. So that becomes interesting in terms of that. If anyone except Lindsay is the killer, I will officially call shenanigans on the show.
Okay.
That being said, it certainly looks like they're painting up Melina to be the killer.
Right.
So it would seem.
You know, but, and again, we asked this on WLTI Live earlier tonight. The ratings aren't that great for the show. I mean, it's averaging about 3 million. Is that enough to warrant a season 2?
No, I say this show gets killed.
Well, you look at it this way. It's not enough. However, and here's the interesting thing to keep in mind. If they know what they did wrong this season, next season they can do better with it as long as they keep it in the summer. You certainly aren't going to want to see the show come back in the winter.
No, this would be a total summer diversion.
Because if you look at it this way, it doesn't look like it's very expensive to do in terms of the budget.
Actually, according to what I've been reading, it actually was. Supposedly, it was $750,000 a day.
Oh, a day, not an episode a day. So it is expensive, but here's the other question now, and here's the other thing that you have to keep in mind. Whodunit is one of those very rare shows that there's actually media that comes out of this that can offset the cost. For argument's sake, there is two books, or in this case, two books or two audio recordings.
Right.
So this show can actually make money for ABC. Plus, again, you have a Zucker behind it. I understand that there is no loyalty towards a Zucker in that case, but if you have someone that's been doing CSI that sold you a show, you do sort of want to make that person happy.
That is true. I mean, Anthony Zucker does have, you know, a bit of power in TV. And
the word you're looking for is clout.
Yeah, I mean, the second book.
Clout.
The second book probably comes out August 27th. Now, today is August 3rd, probably 10 days after the series ends. The question.
Right. Actually, I thought it was August
23rd. No, it was August 27th. I'm just hoping that, in other words, they keep the material going. The question is, will they do it after book two? I don't know.
I don't know either. It depends, obviously, on how the two books sell. And again, if it's an ardent, rabid base, you could certainly see another life, per se, with this on another network. If they thought, again, 3 million is not very big for ABC. It would be huge for, say, on Game Show Network.
Yes, this is true.
I don't know if Game Show Network would have the budget for something like that, but 3.0 million on cable is a very big number. So you would think about something like that, and you would be like, well, you know, this could have life. Me personally, of course, I would absolutely love to see a season 2.
I would.
I've made no bones that this has been my favorite show of the summer. I don't really care about the ratings. I don't care about that. It's cheese. It's fun. You can set your brain on. You can see all the different things that are going on. It may be a little bit too sophisticated. I think maybe some of the murders at the beginning scared people away. Maybe I'm thinking they didn't market this show as well as they should have.
No, you know what? I think they
but
did.
But if you give the show a chance, it's a really
fun
show.
I think they did market it well. I just don't know if the response is to it. I mean, right now we're about to go live on ABC in a second. Here, but I think they marketed it pretty well. I mean, Giles was around. I mean, they got the books. I'd love to see sort of a game to go along with this. A party board game for this would be awesome.
Well, you know what? This also reminds me of a lot. It reminds me of the Dinner Mystery Theaters. You know, complete with overacting, complete with the different things that are going on, which I think is fun. Now we're doing previously on Who's
Right, okay, cool.
We see lots of dead people entering the mansion. Well, they were alive when they came in, but they're dead going out, so to speak. And so we have the twists and turns, and we're going to do the original murder. The original murder, and now we're getting one by one.
The guests were knocked off until the final showdown where someone will walk off with $250,000.
Yes.
And the last killer. Who done it indeed?
Yes.
Previously, we see Gino looking at two dead people and realizing that he's about to be the third dead person at the end of the hour. We have dancing butlers and dancing maids. We have Ronnie running around really hoping to keep his club alive. However, that doesn't happen. Chris finds the clue. Ronnie does get into an alliance with Cam. Ronnie gives Milena secret information. Ronnie is being seen doing that and keeping the information from Gino. And now we see Cam saying, you didn't do what I wanted you to do, so therefore I'm not giving you all the information that you need. And now Gino has been marked for scared, and we, as we know, he's toast. Ronnie now, of course, is thinking that he doesn't want to be the next person on the slab, which is a very good thought on Ronnie's part, because that's probably where he's going to wind up with if he doesn't start thinking about it. The other thing to think about, oh, it's midnight, and we have a crash. Well, you know what? The killer was sort of right. The killer said that he wasn't going to kill anybody tonight. He's right. He killed
him
the next
day.
So the killer was a man of his word.
Or woman.
And now Dante is a man of the floor.
Gina's a man of his, he's a man of his word.
He's a man of his word. Now Giles is telling everybody about this. Poor soul. We have a crash, and now we have a body.
The killer has crashed our party.
It's a party crasher.
It's the killer.
Dear Portals, oh, we have a note.
Oh, we have a note. Shh. Say it.
You, there are no investigation sites. You are to adjourn to your rooms until tomorrow. The crime you are about to solve will be the most difficult yet.
Well, which leads me to believe that it wasn't the chandelier.
Right.
Or if it was, you have to figure out why and when. Obviously, the crashing of the chandelier will mask a lot of different things, including sounds and noises and stuff. I would think in this case the morgue would be a really good place to start.
Okay. Ronnie knows he's in deep trouble.
Yep. Ronnie still has a chance as long as he's breathing. That's what Ronnie says. Ronnie is saying such things. We don't hear anything from Milena. Ronnie is going to try to get someone to swing.
He's
going after either Cam or Chris to swing. I don't know why you wouldn't go after Lindsay, but whatever. So Giles is now bringing everybody over. Cam now needs to find a new suspect, because you got to remember, Cam was accusing Gino since day one.
No, not so much.
So that is interesting. So Cam's got to figure out who the killer is, because he's got to find a new person to select.
Right.
So we have the crime scene, which is a choice that they can go to look at. Last known whereabouts of Mr. Gino, complete with, if I remember correctly, it's on the bed, and the morgue.
The slab.
So,
right.
Now, he's going to go take a rest, but now, here's the interesting thing. There's five people. There's three crime scenes. So, Now we got to figure out who's going where.
Yeah, exactly. Who goes where? It's going to be real interesting.
Real interesting, because now all of a sudden somebody is going to get information that nobody can verify. And somebody on the other team is going to be doing that. So that's going to be real.
Yeah, it's
going to
be, it's got to be one.
Yep.
Okay,
and only Cam is going to the, oh, here's Ronnie.
And so is Ronnie.
So Ronnie, at the last second, is going to go with Cam, and I'm almost sure it's going to be let's make a deal time.
Okay.
So Ronnie thinks that he may be able to get some information from Lindsay. Ronnie thinks he's got no shot. Milena, meanwhile, is not very happy with Ronnie.
Nope. So who's going to Gina's room? That is just Lindsay.
And now we're down to Milena and Chris, and they're both going to be.
And very interesting that Lindsay is on her own.
Remember, Lindsay does not know if she is the killer. She's the killer. If she
well,
is
no,
the
Lindsay
killer,
definitely knows if she's the killer. She doesn't know.
No,
how.
She
all right, here's
know
the crime scene. We have a hook.
Yes.
It was.
All right,
I'll let
Jay take control. Okay. And I'll play analysis. We've got
a
hook in the chest here, and
Jay's on. We have a tweet.
Cam was the top choice of whodunit-killer. Who do you think I am? He's looking at the blood. They're looking at the streak. They don't think the blood was the wound that they saw was the source of that blood, so he could have been dragged there.
I think Ronnie's 100% right. It looks like it's sort of phosphorescent glow in the dark. sort of lighting on the crest.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, they're looking, Cam's looking for a trigger. Ronnie doesn't think that there's a trigger at all, or if it is, it's somewhere else.
Right, and they're looking in the floor, they're looking... Yeah, and Cam's going through the entire room looking for a trigger.
Looking for a trigger. Looking for a trigger switch. Trigger.
Aha! There's a black scorch mark behind the plug.
There all
is
right.
A timer that is plugged
and there's a timer.
Yeah, it's connected to
the plug. Mm-hmm. So if the timer is set off, boom, right on cue, right?
Right on cue, yes, which means that you don't need to be anywhere near a light or something to be in the scene. So the killer had to do the killer's work.
And they're
Ronnie doesn't think that Cam has anything. Of course, Ronnie in this case is dead wrong.
Wait for it. Oh.
Yeah.
So
that Chandler did not kill Gino. We're looking for an alternate form of death, and that could be a million things.
All right, now Lindsay is at the last known whereabouts, which is Gino's room.
Okay, so we'll set it up during the break. But Lindsay's in Gino's room looking. Well, she's looking at the lock. She's looking at the lock. Right, and so she's the only one looking at her room.
The only one there. Looking at the beads.
There are beads.
Oh, that's interesting.
A cord with beads.
And two little key rings on the ends. And it looks like a note. And a pencil.
Ooh, so one of those.
An infinite word, so therefore, oh, Lindsay's very smart.
Oh, nice. She's trying to steal Giles' cell phone,
and you will be spared.
So the trigger device was Giles' cell phone.
Okay, and she's looking at the necklace.
Now Lindsay thinks that she's got the power in the house, which she does. But now the question...
She's literally sitting on the smoking gun.
Is that the smoking... Is the smoking gun the cell phone?
I think it is.
Yeah, I think we've got to find that cell phone. Now, here's the other interesting thing. That necklace... Ew.
Whoa! That is crazy.
Oh, damn! Okay. Nice makeup job, guys.
Beautiful makeup job, and there's injuries. Now, of course, Melina knows that she's got to share the information with Chris. Oh, my goodness.
What did she just
say? Ooh,
that was his belly button. That is
the
wandering
belly
button.
That was not from the chandelier.
Oh, gross!
That is from...
No kidding! Okay, you got a gross
necklace. Joe's belly button is gone. Something has floated out of
him. He had a John Hurt moment.
Now, is there something in there like a bullet?
Is there something inside? We got it.
That was a bullet.
Ew, so it's not a bullet. It's something, though. Something was shot or put through Gino.
Something.
I wonder if that something is exploding cell phone.
It could. Okay, so, all right, now we're in commercial. Can we do our theories right now of what we've got so far?
Here's what I think we got so far. So far, we have a timer that is set to go off. I'm also going to guess that there is a note that says, steal Giles' cell phone and you will be spared. Now, if you remember, Gino went to get Giles' coat. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the last episode, he went to get Giles' coat. So I'll guarantee you he went into the coat, grabbed the cell phone, put it on him. Now, where did Gino put it on him? And the other thing is this, the necklace, which he never put on, this is interesting, the necklace looks like that it's electronically wired in one way or another. So if you remember correctly, we had a static charge early on in the show, or early on in the series, that charged static electricity, So when Dante grabbed the doorknob, you know, the static electricity
yes.
went across. Went across the body. So I find that very interesting in terms of that. So I think you can have another electrical conductor, or in this case, because we like bombs, the cell phone could have been a bomb.
And the bomb could have gone off
on Gino. And, of course, with the chandelier coming down at the same time the bomb goes off.
The chandelier is the red herring.
The chandelier is definitely the red herring. We definitely saw that.
Yeah.
But now I think everybody is sort of realizing the chandelier is the red herring. The question becomes, and now Lindsay has the very key piece of information here, which is the cell phone and how is that going to be used in terms of the murder. I'm wondering if it was an exploding cell phone. In other words, if Gino had the cell phone
on him.
Could that have been
the camera lens, maybe?
Well, something was shooting out of his stomach. In this case, now let's just say that if Gino had the phone either in his pocket, like in his lower pocket, or in that area, and it went off, I could see stuff shooting out of his belly. In other words, sort of like shrapnel coming out.
Again, the John Hurt moment.
Right.
Yeah, well, the John Hurt moment. And therefore, that would make a lot of sense because the blood and everything would be oozing down the lower part of his body. And that would account for all the blood and the goo coming
mm-hmm.
out.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that the chandelier is something that we don't see. Oh, here we go. Autopsy time.
And we're back in.
And now what are we getting out? Getting out
it's
something. Do we have any idea what that something is?
Wait. He was shot in the stomach.
Is that a bullet? Could be shot, or it could be shrapnel.
They didn't
all
hear a gunshot. That's the thing.
Right.
Well, the top looks like a piece of chandelier. But what does his bottom look like? That's my question. Okay. Let's see what are they saying here. I think there's a lot of body. I want to see what they're doing on the
right.
whole part. Look at the clothes.
Because they haven't looked at the evidence bags yet.
They have not. Nope. I want to see what's in those clothes.
We got to see what's in those bags.
So now, Chris, it looks like Chris and Melina may be forming a little alliance.
Yeah. Oh, you were talking about this, Gordon. You were talking
about
this.
I certainly was.
Yeah, there you go. Very good call. So, nope. Okay, so they're talking alliance here.
Bold move, Chris Krutz. What would you do if you were Melina TV? Tweet from the killer.
The only way Melina can get out alive is to gather all the information, which is absolutely correct, is what she's saying. All right, now I want to see pants. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Got pants.
It's for you.
Oh, something.
That's his cell phone. The cell phone.
Cell phone.
Room manner.
There's Amelia. Uh-oh.
It's Giles.
Uh-oh.
Gino now knows that the phone's in the pocket of the morgue.
Would you please leave it there?
Leave it there. In a British accent.
That's just
right. You know what's interesting? All right, so it's not an exploding cell phone because the cell phone is obviously in one
right.
piece.
Now
right.
we have a little bit of cake, a little bit of brunch.
A little bit of everything.
So all of a sudden now, Lindsay's information is not so important
right.
anymore.
So Gino did steal the cell phone.
Gino obviously stole the cell phone and he put it in his pants. I wonder now, but here's now the question. There's something that came shooting out of
right,
the stomach.
Right, which was a bullet.
Lindsay is the most powerful lady in the house, supposedly, but we'll see.
And Lindsay is telling some information, not all.
Right. Yeah. Lindsay wants to try to protect herself here. Of course, Lindsay's given out more than enough information for Chris to figure this out.
Yeah, exactly. Which, knowing what we know, is a dumb move.
Well, but she doesn't know what they know. In other words, what they don't know is the phone. So Melina is now Melina is now trying to play both sides.
Yep. Now yeah. Ronnie's just digging for information. Wait,
yeah, exactly.
Yep. Or he could, you know, die tomorrow.
Yep. Ronnie is still trying to be honest with Melina. Meanwhile, of course, and something that I sort of noticed in the previews for this episode is Ronnie's like, well, there's something that I haven't told you all. And keep in mind that in the first episode, Ronnie said that he processed food and he never told anybody he was a bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Chris just decides to tell everything.
Well, that's what Chris does. All right, so there's a shotgun.
I don't think that's a shotgun bullet. Not even close.
I've seen a shotgun bullet. That is not a shotgun bullet.
Well, but that's a bullet. But, the cell phone has got to be... Now, the interesting thing, here's the interesting thing. You have a necklace of beads with the key. I think the shotgun bullet thing is a red herring also. Because I don't think he was shot. It doesn't make any sense. The killer would not have enough time to shoot him. So now the question becomes, how did it go through his body? Now, let's put it this way. If he was shot, if the cell phone goes off, the killer would know. In other words, the killer would have, you know, like the ultra rays, and he would know if it was vibrating, if it was there, that...
Yeah, but the phone was set off, okay?
If the phone was set off... And when you set up a phone, the phone doesn't always have to ring. The phone can vibrate.
Of course it could. Yes, but okay. So, but right now, again, information has been somewhat shared. Now we're going to get into the riddle. Correct?
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is, you know, if you had, for argument's sake, so let's just say that you had ultra ray, and if you had a gun, and you can shoot through Ronnie. I'm not through Ronnie, I'm sorry. If you can shoot through Gino, and you had a bullet, yeah, the bullet would be there. You didn't, you know, what the interesting thing is here is that it seems like the cell phone was the trigger to something. You just don't know what it is. The chandelier at this point obviously wasn't, it doesn't look like the chandelier's in play at all. It doesn't look like that's the cause of death at all. It looks like, however, in this case, so the chandelier is not a complete red herring. The crash of the chandelier could have been used to muffle the sound of a shotgun, of an explosion, of anything else going off.
Right.
But if you look at it this way, let's just say that a silencer was used already. So that placed him where he was. And you look at it this way. Now, the one thing that they noticed is that they said that there was a phosphorus crest on the floor.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you had, for argument's sake, ultra-ray or ultra-ray vision, and if the phosphorus was glow in the dark, you would be able to see the crest. You'd be able to see Gino on it.
Trigger.
You could
use the cell phone. Call the cell phone, which triggers the timer. Boom.
Right. That could be an electromagnetic pulse that triggers the timer, or the timer was rigged to go off at midnight. So that goes off, that shatters the lights, everything goes dark. You can use the phosphorus at that point at the bottom if you had like night vision, night goggles, to see where he was, and if there was a gun involved, that's what you can use to shoot him. He goes down, but now the other question becomes, how does the chandelier fall?
You don't.
Was there a trained monkey? I don't think there was a trained monkey.
No, there's not a trained monkey.
I don't think there was a trained monkey, but if that fuse goes off, maybe that fuse, by that going off, also set something else off that dropped the chandelier.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much. Just, it's very interesting also what information has been shared and what isn't being shared right now.
Right.
Right now, I think, I don't know who's in the deepest trouble right now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lindsay may have the power, but she doesn't know anything else. She doesn't know that Giles' cell phone was in the pants, does she?
No. I don't believe she does.
She doesn't know. Lindsay does not know where Giles' cell phone was.
She doesn't know about Gino's pants.
Well, she knows that Giles' cell phone is somewhere on him. I mean, that it was somewhere on Gino. She doesn't know exactly where unless Chris Toll said that information.
Okay.
And again, I think eventually at the end, based on who solved the riddle, that's when all the information is going to come out. Obviously, Ronnie needs to solve that riddle.
Yes. Otherwise, he's doomed.
Otherwise, it's bye-bye, Ronnie. But here's the other interesting thing. You see that alliance between Melina and
right.
Chris?
Yeah.
That could be very, very interesting sub-alliance
okay,
right there.
Okay, here we go.
And we're back
and Giles is saving himself. Oh, he got a mirror.
He has his...
And the same trace on his ankle.
Remember, he's bound to the castle.
All right,
go for it. Go for it, Chico.
The killer did instruct me to shine a little light. Come on, Lily. On what you didn't know. I'm going to blind you so you cannot see... Walls with no sight, so you can be me. If you find them, you can see in the dark. Twist it up to focus. Then you may embark. And they're each given...
And everybody's getting blindfolded.
Blindfolded. Because that's kinky.
Yeah, okay.
How much you want to bet there's night vision goggles? Ah ha ha. There's got to be night vision goggles somewhere in play here.
Okay, everyone's blindfolded, right?
Everybody's blindfolded.
Everybody's blindfolded.
Let's assume that we're in pitch black darkness.
And people are running around trying to find stuff. And Ronnie's running
around. Everyone's blind.
And it's a runaround.
Everyone's feeling something.
Not that. Get your head out of the gutter, kids.
There's the night vision. All right, remember night vision goggles?
Oh, hi.
There's a message on the wall.
And
look here's
for
the
light,
at the end of the tunnel.
Look for the light at the end of the tunnel. Ooh, very... I like this! This is good. You see a message on the wall that says, look for the light.
And there goes Ronnie.
There goes Ronnie into the tunnel. Now he's got to look for a light.
And out he goes.
Oh!
There's a whole bunch of cell phones. Go around the house
and find the light. Look for a cold bed with no view. Decipher the words to find the clue.
A cold bed with no view.
Looks like a morgue. Yep. Hello,
morgue.
Whoa, wow, he is.
Looks like the answer.
We're looking for something with.
Maybe it's not in the morgue. Meanwhile, everybody else has now found the area. Chris is out there. And Melina's lost. Very lost.
Melina.
Melina's hanging around. Melina's going to be in the room for a while. Oh, there we go. Melina found the goggles.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. We got the beads.
Okay.
He's on a string. Time to unscramble.
Uh-huh.
Make the string
arrange
the letters.
Break the string and arrange
the
letters. Use the lights that's even better. Spell three words to hear the clue. Beware of monkey see,
monkey do. There he
is. So, Gordon was right.
Hey,
there is the trained monkey.
Ronnie doesn't like word puzzles. That could be really bad, especially if they catch
right.
up. Looks like they're going outside the house for a room with no view. That makes absolutely
of course,
no sense.
Of course, that's dumb. Ronnie's in big...
Ronnie's going to have a big lead here. And now Melina's out of the house.
Uh-oh.
Ronnie has a huge lead. Oh, there's Melina.
She looks at the...
Melina pops up. Here's Melina. Ronnie wants to be blocked. Melina's looking for beads. Melina's found beads.
She has a
They're both there. They have to find
right,
words.
Exactly.
So looking. Oh, there we go. Now everybody's come to join them. All right.
And
there's Melina and everybody else.
How the frick do I get... I don't know.
The problem
seems
is Ronnie and Melina haven't figured it out, and here's everybody else. And now they're looking at everybody else's beads.
Why are you looking at everybody else's beads? You should go for your own beads.
Melina wants them to find their own beads.
Show us your
Find your own beads, Melina. Looking for the beads. Looking for them. Has anybody seen them? Beads are up there. Oh, there they are. Cam's found the beads.
Beads
for everybody.
Everybody's
now have to
got
figure
beads.
Out the words.
Everybody's got beads.
Oh. Cam has already figured it out from looking at Melina's letter.
Which are?
Here. Got it. And now everybody's looking, and there goes the rest of the crew. So the big lead that Ronnie and Melina had
what
are now gone.
What
it's
the
here
word?
No evil. Everybody knows where it is. It's the monkey, see no evil, hear no evil. He looks, finds it, there's the clue. Gino
passed my party, as you can see. I had to resort to my plan B, go back to the great room, to the chalk drawer, see how I improvised a life no more. And it looks
so
like...
Now everybody's running. Of course, Cam got there first. There's the gun. There's the smoking gun. It's a pressed 9mm handgun. And a set of night vision goggles. And that's it.
And there's the bell. Cam just found something.
And Cam can now share with everybody or nobody or anybody.
Cam's not going to share with nobody.
Well, there is the gun. There is the night vision goggles.
Okay, So I think, Gordon, can you set up how this murder was actually done?
Yeah, I think, you know what the funny thing is? Here's the funny thing and the ironic thing at the same time. I didn't need to know this. I didn't need to figure it out in order to figure it out. If you understand what I'm saying. Because as you were talking about this, I was sort of figuring this out myself.
Okay.
So, but that's the funny thing. I didn't need to figure it out. So, in this case, I've got the night vision goggles. I now see, in terms of the phone, he was told to steal the phone, which is all well and good. The phone, of course, is the tracer. The ringing of the phone when that's being dialed set off the fuse. That goes off. We have pitch black. I've got the night goggles. I know I'm going to make two shots. First shot goes to Gino. He falls down. That shot goes right through him. He falls. The second shot is going to hit the rope. Or the ledge that hits the chandelier, down comes the
Wrong.
Chandelier.
Wrong. You missed the half point. You forgot about...
Tell me, Jay.
You got the right point about Gino going in there and being shot. Well, the timer, there was only one...
I'm sorry, yeah, you're right. The timer was the thing that exploded, not
right,
the
chandelier. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yes,
yeah,
I missed
it. Of course you did. So,
of course
so
did.
What happened was the killer said, okay, go steal the cell phone. So he does, okay?
Right.
And what happened was he goes into the room at midnight, and right at midnight, the lights go off, and then as the lights go off, because what happened was the timer blew the fuse, boom, the chandelier goes down, there's your shot. Pretty much, right? Now.
Here's the thing. The lights go out, but the question is what turned the lights out?
Right.
Because you have the fuse. I think the fuse blowing out turned the lights out. I don't think that fuse knocked the chandelier
right.
down. So I'm going to say that he had one shot that went through Gino, and the other shot hit the chandelier. I'm actually going to go back to my original thought.
Okay. We will see if your original...
If you see the fuse box is nowhere near the chandelier. or the chandelier light. And if you notice, no one checked the rope on the chandelier to see if the reason why it was out, if it was shot. You did see a big fluffy felt, the big fluffy thing that was there.
Yes.
That was there, but you didn't see how that necessarily happened. So that could have been a shot shooting the chandelier down also.
Absolutely.
Because it was a silencer, a.k.a. Hear No
right.
Evil.
And we're back in.
And now Cam's got the clue, and now it's time for everybody to chit-chat. And Giles is sitting there drinking. So now we're going
to
see what it is.
It's nice to know that Giles is so nonchalant about this.
It's tricky because even with that clue, it's still going to be a little bit tough to try to figure out everything. So it's time to speak for I think Ronnie goes bye-bye. Oh, but still like to give you a hint.
How exactly did Gino crash my party?
Right.
Work this answer into your case. Your life depends on it.
So it almost looks like they're going to be invited to go back into the room and see how. Hey, it looks like they are going to go back into the room. So now it looks like we have Cam, and we have Lindsay, and we have Chris, and now they're all talking to everybody.
Right.
This is the first time that the riddle...
Yeah. I mean, the riddle is... There's still another piece of information that's out there, except Cam figured out the cue.
Right.
And now he's explaining it. Got it. That was the backup plan. What are you saying? That was the backup plan. So what was supposed to happen? Oh, you know what was supposed to happen? You know, never
it was supposed to be throttled by a garrote wire.
I'm sorry, say again?
Was he supposed to be throttled by a garrote wire?
You know what? That's a really good point. And guess who has that information?
Lindsay.
So Lindsay may actually have... Now, Ronnie is trying to talk to Melina to try to get the information. Melina's going to see if she can use that alliance with Chris and try to see if they can foil out Ronnie a little bit and see what she can do.
I like the second chance. The second chance clue by the killer.
Oh, Cam's like, no. Oh, here we go. Now this time Chris isn't saying anything.
Ooh, what is going on in Chris's mind?
So Lindsay's basically said every other crime scene has what I found. No, there's actually a really big piece of information that Lindsay has. There's a huge piece of information that Lindsay now has.
It's the
plan B. The plan
what?
B.
The plan A. The plan A was, if you look at it, you had the exploding beads on the necklace. This is how he crashed the party. But now, night vision. Yeah, the UV light. Now it looks like the Ronnie's trying to figure something out here.
He doesn't know what to say. The monkeys won't do. I think we're gonna say bye bye to Ronnie.
We're gonna say bye bye to Ronnie. But here's the interesting thing: nobody checked to see this chandelier. You know, it's like monkey see, monkey do. In this case, though, it's Hear No Evil because it's a silencer that's involved.
I truly hope you've been paying attention.
So,
because it's now time to state.
To state. Your case.
How did Gino crash the party? That's the thing. Now, the other question that I have, you know, Melina doesn't have that much information. Ronnie definitely doesn't have that much information.
Right.
So that's now the question. Now we're going to have everybody state their case. Who's going to dictate this one?
You will.
I'll take
it. All right,
No, Chica will, because he's...
Oh,
because you're most ahead.
Okay.
Chico, well, no, I'm the most ahead. I'll let Chico do it, and then I'll be Giles.
Okay.
So Ronnie's
and
gonna...
everybody's gathering in the parlor.
Here we go.
Blubbity, 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 blubbity. I didn't have a lot of information on today's killing, says Ronnie, but I gotta tell you, I kinda know your style. You gave Gino a different lay than the rest of us. The Kukui necklace had the glow-in-the-dark paint on it. Maybe Gino was told not to come, says Molina. Cam says the trigger for this whole thing was an outdoor electric outlet timer. Chris said you'd set the timer to set off in short circuits at exactly midnight. Gino wasn't wearing his lay. You couldn't come up behind him. Cam said you talk about the garage. Lindsay's talking about the garage. Then Molly's talking about Giles' cell phone. And now we're getting to plan B. You found him with your night vision goggles, shot him in the stomach with the silencer. You took him as he was clutching the wound in his stomach and you placed him above the room and her crest. You're a monkey.
I got a monkey.
You have trained. Murder with handle it to your monkey. Ronnie's dead! Ronnie is so dead!
Bye, Ronnie. I'm sorry.
Do we even need to continue
this? Gordon, do we really have to? Wow. A trained monkey. Seriously?
Yeah.
Trained monkey? Try trained wreck.
Lindsay's still blaming Chris.
Chris is the killer.
Chris is still blaming Lindsay.
Lindsay's the killer.
Right.
Ronnie's blaming Cam.
Cam's being the killer. Cam thinks Melina's the killer.
Oh, Cam. Nah, Cam finally got Melina.
And Melina
and
thinks
Melina's
that
now
Cam is
Cam.
The killer. So everybody thinks Cam is the killer. They're wrong.
Except Chris, who thinks it's Lindsay. Everybody's going Cam. And we're going Lindsay.
A trained monkey? Really?
Because here's what I think.
Monkey.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I think we all know in this case that Ronnie is toast, unless he's the killer, in which case he's not toast. But I'm going to say he's toast.
He's toast. He's so toast.
Because I think Lindsay's the killer, and now I definitely think Lindsay's the killer if Ronnie goes away, because those are the only two people that are the same color horses. Unless the producers screwed up, and it actually is Melina or Melinzy in this case, and they screwed up on the horse.
But it's just... Really? Really? A trained monkey?
It's a trained monkey.
I
haven't seen the trained monkey anywhere. I don't know if you've seen a trained monkey. But they pretty much got it on the head. You had the beads with throat wires. Gino obviously saw that, didn't use it. The secondary plan of attack here is the silencer. He used the silencer, and he got him, put him down, and then was able to drop the chandelier on.
Right.
But here's the hint. How did Gino crash the party? I don't think anybody really answered that very well.
Right,
to be
so
honest.
So how did Gino crash the party?
Because they're saying that he was shot with a silencer in the stomach, but he would still be struggling at that point. So I'm still gonna go with my original theory, which is he shot him. And then he shot the link and then went the chandelier. The chaos and the hubbub with the chandelier coming down gave the killer more than enough time to put everything back to where it was.
Okay. I mean, like I said, this one was a lot simpler than they gave it out to be. Okay.
Yep.
Well, you know what? There may be something that we're all overlooking here.
Well, we'll find out soon because, well... It's almost time for dinner, and you know what happens during dinner.
Yes. Or maybe late night snack in this case.
Yes.
Dinner
is coming, and then we will know who is spared and who is scared.
Let's put it this way. If Melina does not get a scared card now, we sort of know who the killer is.
Oh, you think?
Well, there is absolutely no way that she should get one. But again, anybody can get that scared card, including the killer.
Okay.
Can get the scare card, not get killed. But the killer can get the scare card
also.
Okay. In this case, though, if you notice what Melina is saying and how she's playing it, she obviously has more information than Ronnie does.
But by all intents and purposes, Ronnie should be dead.
Yeah, you die, Mr. Train Monkey.
Yeah, Ronnie may be going bananas at this point.
Ha 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 ha! Yeah, exactly. Good. But I like the right. Yeah. Well, if you also notice that the ankle bracelet on Giles is actually true to the book. In the book, he cannot leave the mansion, nor could the staff under penalty of death. Okay. Yep. The killer employed Giles and said, if you leave, if you contact anyone, and if any of the staff leaves, they're dead. And for an example, one of the maids tried to run and was electrocuted with 60,000 volts at the door.
I'm guessing through the bracelet.
No, not through the bracelet, just through touch the fence. Okay, room adder time.
There you go.
Oh, we're having a party.
It's party.
Ooh, we're having a
party balloon.
Killer loves himself, herself, a party.
Okay.
So it's a different dinner now. We've got a party. We've got pickles. We've got sliders.
Sliders.
We've got chicken.
We got wings.
Party theme. Nobody wants to party, except maybe Ham and Chris. And
okay, no one's in the mood to party.
So... they're joking. Ronnie thinks it's a train monkey.
Oh God, Ronnie, just shut
you
up.
Dope.
Just shut up.
Got a train monkey. That's what Ronnie said. He's got a train monkey.
You're a trained monkey.
So, Cam thinks that Ronnie's one of the smartest players, and what the heck is that? Trying to throw us off the trail. Of course, now it's time for Ronnie to...
Ronnie! All he does is throw people
it's
off the trail. He's a trail thrower, Ronnie.
He really... So they think he's...
Oh, here we go. Ronnie's been lying for a long time. Ronnie's going to save the bounty hunter.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ronnie says that he's not who you think that he is. Remember at the beginning that I said that he said he did food. He sells for some food, but he doesn't.
He's a detective.
Ronnie is a detective and a bounty hunter.
I am a detective. So. I've been for 17.
And
that's
a bounty hunter.
Now everybody's surprised.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Fail.
What are you? Well, we knew this was coming anyway.
I don't know who you are anymore.
So now everybody's sort of like, what's going on here?
What's going on?
So, Leah doesn't want to die. Melina wants to
but
live.
Of course.
Oh, Leah.
So here we go. Here comes Giles.
Okay.
And we're going to say Giles wants everybody's attention.
Okay.
Sir would like to break up the soiree for a moment. He has one important function. It seems that one of the guests made the VIP list.
Gee, I wonder who.
Congratulations to Lindsay. Again. Chris is Lindsay's guest again. Chris is saying she's the killer. Why is she getting herself kudos?
Why is she giving herself
unless she's not, and Melina is. Lindsay is there again. So Lindsay thinks that she's the best case because she was the person there and she saw that note. Everybody missed a lot of evidence is what Giles is saying.
At this stage,
So in other words, he's looking to kill two people, not one. This is interesting. How Giles was crashed my party. Literally.
Allow me to explain. Party. Literally. Allow me to explain.
Go ahead. Go for it, Gordon.
In this case, the killer used a bobby pin to break into Gino's room. In this case, he wrote him a little note saying to steal Giles' cell phone and you shall be spared. And you shall be spared. Gino saw the note. He ripped it off. However, he fell for it. Almost. Gino stole Giles' cell phone. not only did he left died, but he was there. Not murders, but he was okay. But Gino proved to be resourceful. An unworthy adversary. Earlier, I went down to the great room and put the fuse box down and plugged in my dual blackout timer. Said it gets to go off right after the party has started. Out goes the night. Earlier, I had also left Gino a special lei, one made of cookie nuts and decorated with ultraviolet paint. I had also painted the Darkstore crest, making it easier to know where to drag Gino when the power went out. My plan A was to see him in the dark and strangle him with his own
lei. Very good call, Gordon.
Choking him,
uh-huh.
Yes. That didn't happen, because okay. Gino never wore leis to the luau. So, I had to use plan B. And B. Wearing night vision goggles, I grabbed the gun I'd stashed in a drawer and shot Gino in the stomach at point-blank range. Of course, none of you heard that shot because it was silencer. Good job, Gordon. Lastly, I dragged Gino, hence the dragging marks, to the crest, where I released the chandelier with a simple pull of the lever. And down with the chandelier.
Ronnie's gonna die, isn't he?
That true cause of death. Too bad Gino had to leave the party with a splitting headache. What's a party poop? Aloha, your killer.
Party pooper. Aloha, your killer.
So.
That wasn't funny.
So, Ronnie knows that he's getting a scare card.
Oh, yeah.
They know that even though they had solved the riddle, they look confused. I don't think anybody had.
So, I don't think anybody had the insanity in his grasp, except maybe Lindsay, because Lindsay withheld that very big piece of information, which is that necklace.
Wait a minute, we haven't seen what Cam's envelope is.
Right, and Cam?
Cam
it is, oh boy.
Spare.
Spare!
Cam is spare. Well, we all know what's going to happen now.
That Ronnie. We do.
How you doing, Ronnie? Ronnie hey. And his trained monkey are going to be scared.
He'll be
let's see the scare card.
He'll be spanking his trained monkey very soon.
Yeah, he may be spanking the trained monkey and the great monkey in the sky.
Hey, you better get one more monkey spanking before you die there, Ronnie.
Yeah, okay, what's Melina going to get? I think we know at this point. Melina may be getting her first scare card. And commercial break? Yes.
And another commercial
break. It's the final commercial break, yes.
Final commercial break.
Now, boy, again, how did we crash the party? They didn't even look for the lever. Wow. That's bad. Bad investigation at this point.
Really bad. You're not, remember, leave no stone unturned. That's
well,
like.
You know what? Cam was looking all around the room. Cam never found the lever. He did find the fuse, but he never found the lever.
So you got plan A, you got plan B. We really didn't get how, though.
Well, again, how did he crash the party? You took the body, you shot him, took the body, dragged it over. I mean, we positioned him. We should have thought that the blood trail was there. This one was very good. I was impressed. But everybody was the lever.
My thing is, when
you know what I
the party,
a lot about
he wasn't supposed to be at the party.
I'm sorry, Chico, go ahead.
He wasn't supposed to be at the party. He was supposed to be dead. Before, you know, the party.
Right.
But if you remember...
So...
He never wore his necklace.
What wound up happening was that he should have been strangled. But he never wore the lei.
Instead...
So that was the plan B.
Right. So what... Okay.
I'm sorry, Jay?
So what I was about to say, what were you about to say? What you liked about this murder?
What I liked a lot about this is that we only got the clues the contestants did.
Okay.
In other words, we never got that clue of the killer.
The killer started to show his...
The contestants never found that clue.
The killer started to show his finesse, her finesse.
Or her finesse, yes.
Or her finesse in this case, because... that was brilliant. That was really good.
Okay.
I really like this. And, of course, Lindsay wins it again, which, of course, means that Lindsay isn't the killer and that it is Melina, which means that the horse thing is wrong, which means, just remember this, I am going to write a note to the producers.
Well, if you remember, everybody does not know how the killer kills their victims. So it is very much possible that Lindsay could know how she committed her own killing.
That is true. Or in this case, Lindsay finds out how she committed her own killings. Keep in mind, again, that both Chris and Cam both missed major pieces of their clue in there. Cam missed the lever. And even though Chris found the bullet, she never did look to see the smear marks.
Nope.
On there in terms of that. And meanwhile, Lindsay figured everything out, and she figured out that necklace.
Yes. But then now we're going to get down to the final four, and it's going to be very interesting how they do that.
Well, it's going to be very interesting for another reason. I don't think they're going to leave Lindsay alone.
No, they're not, but I think they're going to have teams of two investigate every room. That's the way I think they're going to do it.
Is that how they
did
it?
Ooh, I don't remember. I have to go back and listen. And listen. But we'll check it out.
We will check it out.
Ronnie does not go bye-bye, I will be shocked.
If Ronnie doesn't go bye-bye, he's your killer. You know, I mean, that's what that boils down to. It's almost sort of like Ronnie admitting everything right before. It's almost like the penance right before the guillotine comes down and chops your head off.
Yeah. Look at this. In response to the $1 million quiz, ABC is plotting Shark Tank Week. Good luck with that, ABC.
Yeah, you go have a party with that one.
Yeah, I will kick Shark... Well, hopefully, potentially, I will kick Shark Tank's behind. You know, but...
All right. Now we're going to see what happens.
Okay.
Lena gets...
Melina's hands.
Right, Melina's shaking. So we have a feeling that we know what's going to happen here.
Really, really nervous.
Open it.
Really nervous.
And
there's a scare card.
She's scared.
She's feeling...
Nope, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Maybe that was coming on. Cam now thinks Melina is the killer. And Cam may be right on this one.
Uh-huh. So. But then again, Ronnie's the one who thought about monkeys all the time. Yeah. He's the one with monkeys on the brain.
There has been more than two scare cards, but not this time. I don't think so.
Chris?
I think Chris is okay, and she is.
Yep. So it's Ronnie
and either
Melina
or Ronnie is going bye-bye.
Bye,
in this
Ronnie.
Case, Melina is the killer, and we all think that she, in this case, that she is. Then it's going to be bye-bye, Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
Everybody's having a fun time at the party? No, not necessarily. But it's time to go. And Ronnie just leaves.
He knows.
So Melina knew it was bound to happen.
He knew it was probably going to happen. Really,
yep.
As like Ronnie and I tried so hard, but we lost. Yeah, you did. And now, however, the only interesting thing, that may bail Melina out in this situation is if they do the two teams of two. And Ronnie knows now that he's done, and now the only question becomes, how did it go?
How's it gonna go down?
Tonight is the first night that he's really gonna go to sleep scared.
Well, duh. Because he screwed up.
He's listening to the trained monkey. Does he find anything? If Ronnie doesn't die, he's willing to work again tomorrow. I don't see how he gets through this alive.
No.
His monkey's gonna bail him out.
Yes. Melina.
His monkey's going to bail him out, isn't he?
How is Melina even scared? There's no way. I'd be partying, okay? With Ronnie said trained monkey? No way.
Yes, well, Melina tried her best, and here comes the scared monkeys.
Okay.
Now, it's morning time.
Okay, and?
It's morning. Let's see who's outside or who's inside. And what do we got?
You've got a...
Well, Lindsay's here. Chris is here.
Lindsay, Pam is there. Can.
Been here before.
Five seats. Ronnie and Melina.
Scared cards.
Ronnie and Melina were the ones who have scared cards. And it's just a big question mark who is going to come down to breakfast this morning.
Everybody can do this. The Atlantic is there. Ronnie's there.
Ronnie's there.
What?
Are you kidding me?
And there's Melina.
And Melina's there.
Everybody's there. That's
everybody's home.
So nobody's dead yet.
Okay.
How?
That's just like everybody else.
Is this even possible?
There's a slight problem with that. Because we don't have a dual elimination episode. So everybody's all together at the dining table. We're going to see what happens now.
Something's about
right.
to happen.
Something's happen. And there's Giles.
Please, you see that you've all survived the night. The killer would like to show you this on or her appreciation. By treating you all to a spa day, courtesy of Rue Manor, you'll all be pampered like kings and queens. Are you
Ron,
kidding?
It's like there's so many bad things that can happen in a spa.
There really is.
Oh, Melina gets a facial.
Melina gets a facial. No, you can't
die by a facial.
She doesn't know if you
can die by a facial. Oh, yes, you can. Now she's shaking. Maybe her
face,
is
going to melt off. Yeah, the... A royal massage for Cam.
Ronnie's
going to get the hot tub. He's
going to
get boiled alive, y'all. He's going to get boiled alive. Just watch.
Let's get the mani pedi.
I like the way he said that.
He's getting facial. Ronnie's hoping the killer puts a mask on her and she suffocates. So everything's dangerous now. So now everybody's going off to their separate little areas.
Okay. Let's
so
see.
So obviously, oh, here we go.
Ronnie, oh, yep. Art change.
And there's the facial by Melina. She's hanging out waiting for something to happen. Lindsay's
but
getting her mani pedi.
We've
got Lotus on Chris. We've got a massage from Cam.
Oh, art change.
We're going back and forth here.
Ronnie's about to die.
So Melina's there. Just typing in there. Oh, we have an explosion, and there goes Ronnie.
There's a flying Ronnie.
Flying Ronnie right into the pool, which is, what the heck's going on here?
The pool's out of dry ice.
Pool's made of dry ice, and there's Ronnie right in the middle of the pool. The train monkey cannot help
it. Thanks for stating the obvious there, Chris.
There's Ronnie, and there's Melina looking really silly in a facial. Killer has a surprise. Things blow up. So now we're seeing this, and here comes Melina, and Melina now wants to play hardball. And Chris is now wondering if Melina just became a completely different person, and everybody's wondering what the hell's going on.
Okay.
Of course, if Melina is the killer, one of those three are
exactly.
in trouble.
And we will find out who gets frozen out next week on...
We shall. We will see who gets frozen out. But you know what? You sort of see some stuff. Obviously, Ronnie went boom. The question becomes air pressure, clogging. There's obviously the fountain in there. Certainly looks like there's something in there. So the question is, what exactly did kill Ronnie? Was it the first pool? Was it the second pool? Was it Deadpool?
Leave Ryan Reynolds out
Yeah, exactly.
Of this.
No, was it the explosion? Was it the frozen, dry ice-laden pool? Well, like I said, we'll see who gets iced out, shall we say, next week.
Or shall we? Maybe who gets deep sixed?
Or who we say gets frozen out, iced, deep sixed? We're down.
Blown up.
Right. We are down actually to the final four. Cam is the only man standing.
Cam is the last man standing, and they got three lovely ladies, one of which is probably a killer.
Pretty much. And we'll find out next week. For Gordon Pepper, for Chico Alexander, this is Jason Block. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time here on the WLTI Live Extra of Whodunit.
Good night.
Sleep well, my friends.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.